Surah Yusuf, verses 105 to 111.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related the entire story of Yusuf alayhi salam. It attests to the fact that he was a Nabi, receiving revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. There certainly was no other way for him to be informed about this event. How would he know about Yusuf alayhi salam's story in detail? Despite this, most people still persist upon disbelief and rejection of his prophethood. But their persistence upon rejection is only to their detriment. And we continue from there. Like they have disbelieved in the concept of nubuwa, they disbelieve in the concept of tawheed. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. And just as they reject the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so too do they reject the concept of tawheed, the oneness of Allah azza wa jal. And there are many signs indicating to the oneness of Almighty Allah in the heavens, such as the galaxies, stars, etc., and in the earth, which they pass by, يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا, and constantly witness, وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ, but give no heed to it. They fall short of concluding the oneness of Allah despite seeing it all. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ, and many of them profess belief in Allah, وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ, and they attribute partners to him too. For example, Yahud, Nasara, they profess belief in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but they attribute partners to him at the same time. So such belief in Allah is equal to disbelief in him. أَفَأَمِنُوا, and upon rejecting Tawheed and rejecting the Nubuwa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَفَأَمِنُوا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ غَاشِيَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ, do they still feel secure that the all-encompassing punishment of Allah could not come upon them? أَوْ تَأْتِيَهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, or that the last hour will not come upon them suddenly when they least expect it? Rejecting Allah and His Prophet are such grave crimes that warrant divine chastisement, whether it occurs sooner in this world or later and inevitably in the hereafter. They ought to fear this chastisement and discard the kufr and rejection. Ayah 108, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, say to them about the concept of tawheed and the concept of prophethood as explained above. هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي, this is my way. And I make it clear to you again for emphasis, أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, I call people to the oneness of Allah, ala basiratin, with complete evidence and enlightenment about tawheed and nubuwa. Ana wa man ittaba'ani, I and those who follow me, also invite to it with total insight and with certainty of evidence about it. Wa subhanallah, so Allah is one and I am the caller to that, and Allah is above all that is ascribed unto him. Subhanallah, Allah is park and pure above all that is ascribed unto him. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and I am upon this path, I am not one of those who ascribe partners with him. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, and as for you doubting the fact that a human being can be elevated to the rank of a messenger of Allah, and that it should be an angel instead, know that وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ, all the messengers we sent before you from the various cities and towns were men, human beings, to whom we sent revelations. None of them were angels. So those who raise this baseless objection about prophets and messengers being human beings instead of angels will be taken to task. So if they feel secure about his chastisement, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, have they not traveled in the land, فَيَنْظُرُوا, and seen the destructive end, عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, the destructive end of those before them who disbelieve. The traces of their destruction are still evident. As for the perishable world which they are obsessed with and which makes them oblivious of the hereafter, let them know that وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, the abode of the hereafter is far better for those who abstain from kufr and shirk. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Will you then not understand that the eternal bliss is far better than this temporary fleeting joy of this dunya? And if postponement or deferral of his chastisement puts you into any doubt about it, then you are in error, because many of the previous nations were given lengthy periods of respite, hatta idha stay asar rusul, until when the messengers lost all hope of the promised chastisement occurring as they had preconceived that it would occur. The Anbiya felt that at a certain point in time the adhab would come. But then when they lost hope, it did not occur as they preconceived it. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا And they were certain that their estimations about its occurrence had been false. جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا Then our help came to them, and their expected chastisement befell the disbelievers. فَنُجِّيَ مَنْ نَشَاءَ Then we saved whoever we pleased, and they were the believers, whilst the disbelievers were wiped out. وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ And our punishment will never be averted from the guilty ones. It will strike for sure. So the disbelievers of Makkah should not be in doubt. Ayah 111. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبَرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ In the stories of the previous messengers of Allah and their nations, عِبْرَة, there is a great lesson, لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ for people of understanding. They should realize the everlasting benefits of obedience and submission to Allah, and the eternal harm of disobeying and rejecting Him. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى This Qur'an, which relates all of these incidents, is no invented tale. وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ But a confirmation of the previous scriptures. وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ And a detailed explanation of all necessary things. وَهُدًى And a guidance. وَرَحْمَةً And a mercy. لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ For a people who truly believe in Allah. This is the summary of this ruku, inshallah. We will do the tilawat of this ruku. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa ka'ayyim min ayatin fis samawati wal ardi yamurruna 'alayha wa hum 'anha mu'ridun wa ma yu'minu aktharuhum billahi illa wa hum mushrikun أفأمنوا أن تأتيهم غاشية من عذاب الله أو تأتيهم الساعة بغتة وهم لا يشعرون قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرَى أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَدَارُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتَيْأَسَ الرُّسُلُ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا جَاءَهُمْ نَصْرُنَا فَنُجِّيَ مَنْ نَشَاءُ ولا يرد بأسنا عن القوم المجرمين لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب ما كان حديثا يفترى ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل كل شيء وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك